I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is The Bert Show.
It was the great Twitter philosopher, Mary Ferry Bowberry.
I love her Twitter angle.
That asked the question, can we replace the perfect attendance award with kind kids awards already? Coming to school when you're sick or need a mental break doesn't deserve applause. Including others, sharing a lunch with some hungry kids, and not bullying others absolutely deserves recognition. And for that, the Bert Show's Kindness Awards was launched.
All right, so if you want to nominate a kid who you feel deserves a Bert Show Kindness Award, all you have to do is call up our voice line, 404-954-1360. Leave us a voicemail, leave us a voice memo acknowledging that kid, why they deserve a Kindness Award, and we will play it later this week on the show.
Okay, once again, it's 404-954-1360 to nominate a kid, or you can go to the Bert Show. All right, so an interesting debate started over the weekend regarding some parents and their teen and charging the teen for rent and food. And people were really split on this.
Well, and that's what's going to happen when you have 860,000 followers on TikTok. You post a video like this, it's going to get a little bit of a reaction, right?
I think we're going to be a house divided in here also.
All right, we'll see. So two Texas parents have sparked this debate after revealing that they are charging their 19-year-old daughter rent for living in their house after having just graduated from high school. So it's Cody and Erica Archie. Again, they have a pretty substantial following on TikTok of 860,000. And this is the video that they posted.
All right, so y'all tell us, do you make your graduated high school student pay rent in your house if they aren't going to college yet? Tell us what you think.
Well, yeah, what are your thoughts on that? Because my thought is, and our thought together is, that since Fred has graduated a couple of weeks ago, I told her, and I have been telling her for the last couple of months, that hey, June the 1st, your rent's due if you're going to continue to live here.
I thought that was a little harsh. I mean, maybe a little leeway.
$200 a month is plenty cheap to live like a grub in your parents' house.
So $200 a month, which is due June 1st, right after she graduates, also with an option for groceries. So if she wants to continue to eat her parents' groceries, it's going to be $300 a month. And the comments were pretty split. A lot of people were saying, a definite no for me. I know it's rare, but I will forever help my kids, no matter the age. Somebody else said, for me, it's a no. My bills were here before them and will be there after them. Now, they can pick up some TP or supplies time to time, but no for me. Somebody else wrote, we didn't, but we were allowing him a safe place to save every penny before he was launched into this cruel world. Now, some people had another idea, which is they were like, collect the rent, then give it back to her once she moves out. So that $200 or $300 she pays, keep that. And then when she does go and find a place, give her all that money back that she gave you as in like an attempt for savings to put like, you know, a down payment on a whatever you have to do when you rent an apartment and stuff like that.
It's a nice departing gift. Hey, thanks for leaving. Here's the cash you gave us.
Yes, pretty much. And then there are also plenty of people saying that it's a great lesson. I told my 17-year-old I cannot wait till she has to buy her own groceries. She picks everything apart and wastes so much food. I mean, she literally just graduated. I mean, she just graduated. I would have to give a little more grace than immediately starting to charge my kid, you know, $200 to stay in my house.
I want
to
hear where you guys stand on this before I come strong.
So that's going to be a no from me.
Okay.
That's a no, dog.
All right. So how long is your grace period?
It's open-ended.
Open-ended.
Yeah. Yeah.
Indefinite.
It's okay. Indefinite.
All right.
My dad had a very strict rule in my home that if you graduated and you didn't either get a job or go back to school, then you pretty much was paying rent in the house. Now, he didn't do it with me because I moved out and my second sister moved out. But my third sister stayed and she's still there and he collects from her, but he saves half of it. So he kind of goes with that strategy of like giving it to her when she leaves. He doesn't keep all of it, but he does keep half of it and she has to pay. So if it were me, I probably would go with what my dad has taught me, but I would have like a 6-month grace period before I started charging you anything.
Yeah, I think for me, it just depends on what the parent's why is, because I can totally see from like a responsibility standpoint that it's like, okay, you're an adult now. This is just what adults do. You pay for housing. But it does seem a little harsh that she literally just graduated high school and it's like, okay, now you got to start coughing up some cash. Like, what is her plan? Is she going to college? Is it just going to be for a few months? Or is this sort of an incentive for them to be like, okay, well, you can't just stay here for free, so you got to do something. You know what I mean? So for me, I think it just depends on the why. Like, what lesson are they trying to teach her by asking her for rent?
It's a steal, $200 a month. There are kids out there who go to work to help pay their rent currently and they're underage. I don't have any issue with this. I probably wouldn't do it. I'd probably do the thing that Kristen suggested, like keep the money and then help put it towards an apartment deposit in the future. But I mean, when I was 18, my dad's like, you can start paying rent once you graduate. For me, it was college. But he's like, you can move back here, but you can pay to live here. And I have no issue with that. You're an adult and a lot of people don't have a parental safety net. So if you didn't have that safety net, you'd have to be paying thousands of dollars.
Jimmy can suckle off this teat for as long as he wants.
Save that.
Do not save that.
Save that.
Do not save that.
Cash, I got to tell you, I am so pleasantly surprised by your answer. I thought you and I were going to have a good fight today.
So put him up over here. Put him up.
I would not say it's indefinite. I do think that as soon as they graduate, starting to charge them is too harsh.
Because I'll be honest, did high school prepare you guys for the real life?
No.
No.
Yeah, of course. I had a job, not real life, but yeah. I had a job starting at like the age of 15.
Yeah, so did I. I would say so, yes.
I did too, but
let me just make my point here in that I wouldn't say right at graduation, but you got 4 to 6 weeks and that's it. And then I would probably do the exact same thing. So you got a month to find a job. Because you're not just going to sit around. And tell me the very first piece of feedback again, this first quote.
What do you mean?
It was the first post after that when they were giving their opinion was, I'm going to provide for my kid always.
Yeah. A definite no for me. I know it's rare, but I will forever help my kids no matter the age.
Okay, help my kids no matter what the age. So my definition of helping my kids doesn't always mean giving them what they want. My definition of helping my kids also means I would be helping them to learn their work ethic and helping them understand that there are no freebies, man. In the real world out there, you got to pay for rent. So I am helping establish their work ethic by saying, you got 4 weeks to get your ass a job before you got to start paying rent and you got to start paying for food. I think that is helping as a parent also.
I would encourage, yes, the job for sure. You're not going to just stay there and not have a job. But that job, that I want you to save that money so you can get a place of your own. I don't expect you to pay me. I expect you to have a job if you're not going to school, but I don't expect you to pay me rent.
I wonder if this is where we're different, because what happens if they don't pay? If they don't pay rent, they're staying. I'm not going to kick them out the house or anything like that or put financial sanctions on them.
Mm-hmm.
Would you do the same?
I couldn't see a world where I kick my kid out.
So then we're all on the same page.
So, I mean, I think I'd be pretty harsh about it, but if he didn't have anything else lined up, I don't think I could do that.
Thank you for pointing that out. Yeah. So you guys all agree with me. You're just saying it in a different way.
Yeah, I don't think I could kick him out of that.
No. This is The Bert Show.